It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up 8 o'clock, Richard Dent. Going to sit down. He's my guest at the big table tonight. We're going to talk about his career in Chicago. But before we do that, we'll talk a little Bulls. And if you're like me, you're getting a lot of mail, a lot of phone calls, emails from banks, from mortgage lenders, from finance companies telling you, hey, it's time to refinance. I got a UPS from Chase Bank. The guy showed up. He's like, he didn't sign for this. I'm like, what did I? Oh, okay. I opened it up and it was just like a letter saying you should refinance. Like, it was
just FedEx?
It was a UPS. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So that just tells you. So my big question is why and why now? Well, that's the question I'm trying to get at, because it's obvious every financial agency got the same memo from somewhere. Barry Sterner is the owner of Townstone Financial, and he joins me in studio. Barry, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being here. I'm glad to come.
Let's talk about this, because I've gotten phone calls, I've gotten mailers, emails, everything saying, you know what, now's the time to refinance. Why is now the time?
Well, two and a half weeks, anybody who's looked at their 401k plan, and I try not to look, or anything financial that you own at this particular time, gone down, what, 12-15%?
Yeah. I made the mistake of looking at mine.
I try, you know, on Saturday when Barron's comes, I look, but during the week I try not to look anymore because now I know I'm going to be working until I'm 80 years old. Plus our kids are the same age, and when they go to college, it's going to be $300,000 instead of whatever it is now. But what's really happened is that the Fed raised interest rates in December. Everybody thought rates were going to go up. And, you know, when everybody thinks something, you hear the smart people, the experts say that. It usually doesn't happen that way. And then all of a sudden, something odd happened in China. And the Chinese market started tanking, brought the U.S. stock market down. And when people sell stocks, the one thing everybody has to remember, when people are doing one thing, selling stocks, they are taking that money. Even if they have losses in it, there's still cash coming out. And they're looking for somewhere safe. And the safest spot happens to be the U.S. Treasury market in the world. So they buy 10-year notes, they buy 5-year notes, they buy U.S. Treasury bonds, and that is directly affecting the United States mortgage market. So irrelevant of what Yellen and crew did, the Federal Reserve raised rates. Rates have actually decreased. We are as low as we were in 2012. I believe it was February 2012 was the low. We were doing refinances around 3.25. We're a little higher right now. 30-year fix was at 3.25. The lowest that I have done over the last week has been 3.375 on a 30-year fix. 15-year fixed right at 3.2875. So the real reason everyone's calling you, and let's be honest here, is data migration. I mean, even Townstone, you know, we're not the biggest company in America, but we have all this data right now. It's very easy for us to get at the data.
So you have homeowner data.
I did not send any FedExes. I was telling Justin before, what we did was I had my tech guru likes these voice drops, and some people like them, some people they don't. And the last 24 months of people we did, or 18 months, whatever the rule happens to be, I did a voice drop and I said, hey, it's Barry Sterner. Rates are down, which I guess is better than you coming home and getting that mail. You come home, you listen on your cell phone. Rates are down. I can't call everybody that quickly. If you'd like to, you know, get some refinancing options and your rate, what I said, is above 4% on a 30-year fix or below, above 3.5% on a 15, give me a shout.
Let me ask you, Barry, because I'm a layman. I own a home, but I, you know, at the same time, I'm not paying that close attention to this stuff. Like, does it hurt the economy when there's a boom like this, when rates are down and everybody is refinancing their mortgages at the same time?
I think it absolutely helps the economy, because if you think about this, if, say, your rate is 4%, and forget about the rate for a second, say your payment is $2,000 a month, and I can lower your payment to $1,900, to $1,800, that's $200 a month. Who's losing that money? The people who owned your mortgage. And I hate to say who owns your mortgage, but usually anything under $417,000 these days. Do you know who owns the mortgage?
Who?
You do. The United States government owns it, because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac buy just about all the mortgages under $417,000.
Why did they do that? They do that to protect it?
No, they took it over in conservatorship when they were basically going bankrupt in 2008. So the losers really is the United States government, because they're losing the interest. But the economy is gaining, because the individual has more money, hopefully, you want to say, to spend. Hopefully you're going buying new clothes, buying a new car, whatever. You save $100 a month, extra money to go out to eat, things of that nature.
So it helps the consumer.
I think it helps the consumer, helps the economy, really gets things moving.
So let's talk about, you know, what's next? I mean, how long will something like this boom? Because to be honest, I mean, this is traditionally the purchase time for houses, for homes. You know, when we hit the springtime, that's when the market starts buzzing. Is what's going to happen with the mortgages and refinances? Is it going to be the same thing as it's going, or are we going to see as the stock market goes up that the rates kind of level up?
If the stock market starts going up, you're going to get money pulled out. The opposite happens. Money gets pulled out of the bond market, goes into the stock market, and then rates start to go up. I believe rates will start inching up. It's just a matter of when. The purchase market, I have to say, and I've been telling people this probably for the last 5 months, October, November, December, we had more purchases this in 2015 than we've had since 2008.
Really?
The purchase market, I'd say it's on fire, but that's overdoing it. It's very hot. Any realtor that you'd speak to right now, anybody who's actually looking for a house today, find something ironic happening. When they go out looking for the house, there's not a lot of houses for sale.
Yeah, right.
It's a very, very odd market. There's not enough product out there for the demand, and that's really what's creating the increase in property values, which is a good thing to happen when you have demand and less supply, rather than the way that it happened previously, which anybody who had an arm or, you know, or a finger who could sign a mortgage got a mortgage, whether they had money or not. So it's all good for the economy. I think the housing market is very strong.
Let me ask you you know, one of the things we've seen, you know, obviously with Hollywood getting involved with The Big Short and other places, is this sort of, you know, cautionary tale where, you know, it's a lot about what happened in 2008, 2009, and it may happen again. As someone who's in the financial industry, someone who's a mortgage broker, you own your own Townstone, do you see the same sort of, I guess, benchmarks or little hints that things could be moving back in that direction?
You know, We did a whole podcast. I was telling you about this the other day. I read The Big Short. I did not see the movie yet, but it's opposite right now, which is exactly what I'm saying. The demand isn't coming from some made up product, a no income, a stated income, whatever you want to call it. The demand is really coming from individuals looking for houses who have been qualified beyond belief. You just bought a house, you told me. Mm-hmm. I'm sure anybody who's gone into buying houses know. I mean, we take everything but your firstborn right now. I mean, the process is the process.
Yeah.
They're checking every little thing. But as a person who studies history and loves history, and financially in the United States, history repeats itself, I see the market opening up, but nowhere near the level because of something called Dodd-Frank, which we're all familiar with and what's happening right now. Nowhere near where it was before. It should open up a little bit because at this time, it's still so narrow. There's so many people who can't get loans who should be able to get loans. I don't see a repeat, but you can never say never. It is what it is. It's the financial market.
So you guys are teaching realtors and first-time home buyers a little bit about the market and what they're getting involved in with an event on next Thursday, the 25th at 11 o'clock at the Roosevelt Icon.
Roosevelt Icon at 11 o'clock. Never been in a movie theater at 11 o'clock during the week, but we got the whole theater. So you can RSVP by going to townstone.com. It really started off with a bunch of realtors, and we were going to talk to them about millennials because the millennials right now, for some unknown reason, they've seen their parents lose money on their houses, and they're very hesitant to buy. I mean, I get questions all the time. I don't want to buy. They live in Chicago. Taxes are going up.
Right.
Property taxes are going up. What am I going to do? And I tell them, I hate to tell you, but if you've looked at your rent, it's increased every year.
Yeah.
And when taxes going up, your landlord's raising the rent. So you're not going to save there. You might as well buy something when it's costing you $3,000 for a two-bedroom, one-bath that you're sharing with your buddy, and that kind of gets old. So if you come to the Icon Theater on Roosevelt, what is it? It's right next to the Target over there, if anybody knows what it is. I don't know the address off the top of my head, or townstone.com. We're going to talk about all these different things. Realtors come over there, too, because we're going to talk about same things that you talk about all the time. You know, Twitter, Facebook, Google, all the different ways that these people are getting information. And it's much different from the way you and I get information. Plus, they want their mortgage like they had on the Super Bowl, the Rocket Mortgage, which really turned out to be what you're talking about right now. People are worried that the Rocket Mortgage is no paperwork, no doc, no this and that. And I don't think we're going there. We're really going more to less paperwork.
Yeah,
how's that?
And you know what? We'll have to have you back because I want to talk about that. I think that that commercial was an eye opener for me. But we'll schedule you back. We'll talk about the idea of paperless mortgages. Barry Sterner is the owner of Townstone Financial here in Chicago. You can go to his event on the 25th at 11 o'clock at the Roosevelt Icon, teaching real estate and lending to realtors about and first time buyers.
Absolutely,
mostly millennials. Barry, good to see you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.